Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news.
Dozens heard in anti-pipeline protest in Thailand. Dozens of protesters against a planned pipeline were injured in the southern Thai city of Hat Yai, Thailand, last week outside a hotel where the Thai and Malaysian cabinets are due to meet that weekend, witnesses said. Trouble erupted around 9 p.m. after riot police tried to disperse around 1,000 villages outside the JB Hotel in the town, 900 kilometers south of Bangkok. They were protesting against planned construction of a 366-kilometer pipeline over the next 2 years linking gas fields in the Gulf of Thailand with Malaysia. Villagers and environmentalists say it will pollute their land and destroy fishing grounds. Forced away from the hotel, some of the demonstrators then ran through the town smashing telephone boxes and traffic lights, witnesses said. Riot police carrying batons and riot shields chased the demonstrators through the streets. Police say they arrested 12 people. Dozens of demonstrators were injured, they said, but gave no further details. This news from Reuters News Service. Approval of park drilling angers environmentalists. The Bush administration has approved the drilling of two new natural gas wells in Padre Island National Seashore, Texas, a national park, which lies along the nation's longest stretch of undeveloped beach. The approval, which has not yet been publicly announced and which follows a decision last spring to permit the drilling of an exploratory gas well in the park, ratchets up an environmental quarrel about the pace and wisdom of energy development on federal lands. The Interior Department, which oversees the national park, said the drilling would be done carefully to protect the park's 80-mile-long unspoiled beach and the 11 endangered species on the island. The department points out that oil and gas exploration is not new on this barrier island. 60 wells have been drilled here in the last 50 years, but the pace of drilling has fallen off sharply in the last two decades. There's nothing new here, said Eric Ruff, a spokesperson for the Interior Secretary Gail Norton, and what is new is better. But national environmental groups, along with private organizations that monitor federal parks, are outraged, pointing out that oil and gas exploration appear to be phasing out in the park. The drilling has also upset experts on sea turtles who are working to protect the world's smallest and most endangered sea turtle, the Kemp's Ridley. Padre Island is the principal American nesting ground for the turtles and the center of an intensive 20-year federal effort to save them from extinction. I'm furious and dumbfounded that it would be necessary at this point to take such a chance with these turtles on Padre Island, said David Owens, director of a graduate program in marine biology at the College of Charleston in South Carolina, and a member of the federally mandated international team charged with recovery of the turtle. To accommodate construction of the two new wells, the National Park Service will allow heavy trucks to drive about 20 times a day over turtle nesting grounds. Park Service officials say that they would prefer that drilling and truck traffic not occur in the spring and early summer, the turtles' nesting season, when they lay their eggs in holes they dig in the sand. But that is also when most of the park's 800,000 annual human visitors come to the beach. But the November 8th decision by the Park Service allows trucks the right to roll at any time of the year, though at slow speeds and in escorted convoys. We now have an administration that thinks running a couple of 118-wheelers over nesting grounds of endangered sea turtles inside a national park is not a significant environmental impact, said Robert Weigel, a lawyer for the Sierra Club, which sued the Interior Department last spring in an effort to stop the exploratory wells. Mr. Weigel and the impending suit would be amended to include the new drilling. Another Sierra Club lawyer, Sanjay Narayan, said the government appeared to be opening the door to an extensive and long-term gas operation in the park. Critics of the president's energy policy describe the drilling here as a blatant example of what they say is the White House turning its back on decades of environmental progress in energy exploration in the West. This story written by Blaine Harden of the New York Times. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on.